Father, we're doing this, that. Man, this is the third time. Only the third time I did it. Back. The sound quality is better back here. Galatians 2:20. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Father, for the fact that. Thank you that you, my Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for providing my daily bread, for supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you for the clothes that I wear, the roof over my head, the air that I breathe, the food that I eat. In the name of Jesus, faces the spiritual laziness take toll, postures depleted, leaning over like leaning over fiendishly, seeking temporary physical pleasures or provisions. When you believe in God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. James 2:19. Read it. Read the book of James. Read Hymen. So, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. To you belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might. I thank you that your mercy endures forever. Disturb the fake, false fig leaves we attempt to cover with. Take everybody out their comfort zone, cause we're in the last days and no one's changing. Religion, exorcist, be gone, Satan, and keep on going. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and to him only shall you render sacred service. We all fall short of the glory of God. Thank you, Father, for counting us crucified, buried, and raised with Jesus, justified, sanctified, glorified, set free from the authority of the kingdom of darkness. Satan had us bound, but Jesus set us free, redeemed by the Father's gift of eternal life. His mercy endures forever. To say God is good all the time is a fact. It gives him glory. Holy Spirit, help us not limit our God, who we can't limit him to this physical realm. Help us count all our blessings, Holy Spirit, this spiritual warfare, tribal creation, praise, give thanks, seek the old paths, but don't get all stoic, chingon, or hardcore. Holy Spirit, help us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Father, who will lift us up in due time. Because he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Cast all your care upon the Father, because he cares for you. It's a command, not an option. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Most of us just say, oh, no, and then give in. But we end up entertaining vain imaginations when we know the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Roaring, boofing, slanging wolf tickets. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life, abundant, overflowing, abundance of heaven, never-ending, reckless love, overwhelming debt, toss, unmerited, unearned forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith. Today, I break this bread. This is digital communion. Holy Spirit, guide me as I lead, guide me as I speak. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for the opportunity to bring glory to your name. To you belong the kingdom. kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, and might. My God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. Holy Spirit, help us to bless the Lord at all times. Help us to continually let the praises of Him come proceed forth out of our mouths. Because we need, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, Father, in the name of Jesus, let's have life. Thank you. I confess that I've sinned against you and you only. I've been willfully ignorant and made foolish decisions. And we all do it every day, willfully or not. We all fall short of the glory of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. But of course, there is wicked ways in you, He says. That's why I command you to take up your cross. I purge you. I curse you with my overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. I am your potter. You are my clay. You are the work of my hands, He says. The pain ain't pointless. It's all for a purpose. Get your mind right. Repent or perish. You die once physically, but don't die twice and perish without my presence. I sent you a free gratuitous gift, beloved. Beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, not you. So I heard my daddy and I plead. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm pleading with shameless persistence. I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. I'm asking for discernment. I'm knocking for revelation of spiritual matters. Help me to reign in life by the one Jesus Christ. I receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness right now. That cause today is the day of salvation. This is the day that you made. Today is the present. Jesus is the gift. I'm off that Most High, the true substance and source. My father, my daddy, my Abba, lovingly corrects his children. Turbulent conflicts of character found in this vessel defied daily. I am the clay, he is my potter, I am the work of his hands. They crush me over and over, molded and purged. My God is a consuming fire, his word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Jesus is the way back into his presence, my original state. Jesus is the truth. I am a child of God. My daddy's word is law. Jesus is the life. No one reaches the destination but by him, the Father's grace. God's riches at Christ's expense, an endless account to draw out of sufficient strength and ability made perfect in our weakness. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all will be added. The Father provides for his children. The King provides for his citizens. Relying on the Lord needs us, holding to the riches of glory. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for providing for your children, for being our King. That provides for your citizens, supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My Redeemer lives, procured by ransom. We are the precious purchase made in his likeness, filled with the treasures of heaven, poured out, broken by taking up our fall. lost in the church by the Father's loving embrace. Purge from the burning fire, refrain the same ground. Be confident in Him, cause He who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we shall condemn. This is our heritage and this is our inheritance. Our righteousness is from and of Him. It's all Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for providing for your children and your citizens. Kingdom, military, Father, send legions of angels out to protect your seed of the kingdom, your children, or anyone that hears. Because the devil comes himself to snatch that seed that is sown away. The motives are, man, thank you, Father, for loving us so much. Thank you, Jesus, for entering in this physical dimension and suffering for us. Holy Spirit, thank you for your indisputable evidence. I confess by grieve you. I'm sorry. In the name of Jesus, Father, I confess that I grieve your heart. Holy Spirit, help me to repent and turn. Help me to utilize the rest of my days wisely. Help me to receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of your righteousness, that I might reign in life to the one Jesus Christ. Because the Father's grace develops His distinguishing quality of character. What can the clay say to the potter? Genetically inheriting kingdom dominion, and He is the source of everything we need. Our imperfection is the first issue the Father desires to clarify for us. Bound by law to the weak and inadequate beggarly elements, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that always plays the victim role. On the stage of life, rehearsing spirits of demonic doctrines, Father, weighed down, overburdened, and oppressed by willful ignorance, spiritual, mental, and physical. Cautious, depleted, leaning over like a fiend of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed. It's the same old thing that you talking about, man. Glorifying worldly things one day, that's all changed. In the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ will rise, and those that remain will be with Him in the sky. Let me reiterate, the Father's grace develops His divine distinguishing quality of character. What can the clay say to the potter, genetically inheriting kingdom dominion, and He is the source of everything we need? Our imperfection is the first issue the Father desires to clarify. For we're bound by law to the weak and inadequate beggarly elements, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that always plays a victim role. On the stage of life, rehearsing scripts of demonic doctrines, out of way down, overburdened and oppressed by willful ignorance, spiritual, mental, and physical postures depleted, leaning over fiends of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed. Get to your head, it's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. Our belt is truth, He's our whole armor, sufficient provision. He's our whole armor. Be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6, read it, verses 10 through 18. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Take up your whole armor. You being holy, spiritual warfare declared from the beginning. Genocide declared from the beginning.